Manchester United, Ruben Amorim vows to restore club to where it belongs, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2024-11-15T19:01:24.584Z, description colon Manchester United's new head coach Ruben Amorim says he is confident of getting the club to compete for major trophies again, dot. Amorim vows to restore Man UTD to where club belongs, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Manchester United's first home game under Ruben Amorim will be against Norwegian side Bodo/Glimt in the Europa League on November 28. Simon Stone, chief football news reporter, published, November 15, 2024, 1,255 comments. Manchester United's new head coach Ruben Amorim says he is confident of putting the club back where it belongs. Amorim flew into Manchester on Monday after being confirmed as Erik ten Hag's replacement. The 39-year-old is the seventh man since Sir Alex Ferguson's retirement in 2013 to take up the challenge of trying to get United competing for major trophies again. None of them has been able to engineer a sustained Premier League title push, taken United beyond the last eight of the Champions League or completed three full seasons in the job. In his first public comments since arriving in the UK, former Sporting boss Amorim told United's club media he is determined to change that narrative. "I will try to do everything to put this club in the place that it belongs," he said. "And I believe a lot that we are going to succeed." Latest Manchester United news, analysis and fan views, get Man UTD news notifications, published July 26, 2022. United have posted a number of social media images of Amorim meeting players, executives and some fans who were on a tour of Old Trafford when he walked into the home dressing room. He has also tried to soak in some of the club's storied past. Not just the record 20 English titles and 3 European Cups, but also the dark days of the Munich Air disaster and the rise to glory under Sir Matt Busby. While most supporters were not alive when that happened, Amorim feels it is important players understand the magnitude of the club they are playing for. "You see the trophies and you see the tragedy that we have as a club," he said. "You understand the history. After the crash, then we were European champions. It is important to put this kind of strength in the team. When the players come here, they should make the same tour. It is very important. You have to feel this is Manchester United." As the players he met earlier in the week, including England trio Kobbie Mainoo, Luke Shaw and Mason Mount, were all doing rehabilitation, it will be next week before Amorim will really get to work. Alejandro Garnacho and Manuel Ugarte have World Cup qualifying commitments in South America in the early hours of Wednesday morning UK time, so it will likely be Friday before he has his full squad together to prepare for his first game in charge, at Ipswich, on November 24. Amorim accepts not everything will be to his satisfaction. But he is promising fans they will see a team that is inherently his. "The most important thing for me at this moment is to create the principles, the identity and the character we had in the past," he said. "We will focus a lot on our game model, how to play, how to press, these small things. You cannot go 100% on every detail because it will be confusing for the players. But if I have to say one thing, my main goal, my first goal, it is identity." Judgment around Amorim's appointment will be made against United's new structure, from CEO owner Sir Jim Ratcliffe, through board member Sir Dave Brailsford, chief executive Omar Barreda, sporting director Dan Ashworth and technical director Jason Wilcox. Barreda has been the driving force behind Amorim's appointment, with Ashworth and Wilcox the executives he will be working with most closely. Amorim says he feels there is a strong connection already and he can see the excitement around Ineos' wider plans for the club. "We want to do something special in a special club, that was a key point," he said. "When Manchester United told me about their plans, you get excited. We know if the team plays well and wins games, everything looks so much better and the people really start to believe in the new stadium and new ideas. It's a real honor that I was the first choice to start that path. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser." Media caption, Manchester United, Nedim Onyeoha on Ruben Amorim's tactics, Related topics, Manchester United football, comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 1255, top stories, live. WSL, Brighton host West Ham in first of three games, sublime to stupidity, 120 million witness two sides of boxing, published 46 minutes ago, bad blood match demands England raise game for the box, published 5 hours ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, the school run and play date politics, parenting chaos, PDA drama and no alone time, why did our price records disappear? The BBC journalist Sean Farrington and entrepreneur Sam White examine the retailers' fortunes, landing on iPlayer in 2025, Destination X with Rob Britton, a new high-stakes, high-flying competition where nothing is as it seems. A former Time Lord shares music that inspires him, celebrating the music that actor Peter Capaldi cherishes and would like to bestow to the future. Elsewhere in sport, bad blood match demands England raise game for the box, Paul beats Tyson, 58, on points in drab contest. How Scotland's human blur Doak left £77 million man in days, Taylor boot in narrow points victory over Serrano, better Ireland still seeking answers after vital win, unpredictable Jones afraid to lose, Aspinall, knees transition continues to gather pace ahead of big 2025, only a Roman can help Roma, why Ranieri returned from retirement, nothing boring about 9-0 Chiefs, can Bills end their unbeaten run, the box. And the blitz, can England keep faith in defence, names on shirts and stop moaning about long seasons, King's vision for tennis, Chelsea and Man City set for box office WSL showdown, why are there so many international breaks, former Man UTD player Forlan makes pro tennis debut. Video: former Man UTD player Forlan makes pro tennis debut, home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, get personalized newsletters, why you can trust the BBC, advertise with us, copyright 2024 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config__=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country://etand/language=engb/and/service=commercial/colon/name/colon/global_navigation/comma/props/colon/country/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon/it/comma/language/colon